5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, the podcast where we talk about all things Fresno. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are you?
I am great.
Good.
It's under 100 degrees, and it's amazing.
It is kind of.
There's nothing better than coming out of a heat wave or coming out of a Fresno summer, and then it's nice, and you're just like, oh yeah, you gain that appreciation for good weather. Right. You're like, yeah.
So it's funny because there were some people who were very like, oh my god, it's so hot. I don't think people remembered last year when we had that run. July, essentially the entirety of July, was 100 plus weather.
Yeah.
So for us to get like 5 days and one of those days was supposed to be very close to the record.
But it didn't get there.
I don't think it.
What's weird, I've been nerd style tracking the temperatures every day. And like riding in my moleskin and all this, and every day it's lower than their prediction. Every day, it's for like 2 weeks. It turns out lower. And my theory is that
much lower,
maybe two. Sometimes just one. Other times two. Okay. Other times three. There was one day that was 4 degrees lower than they predicted. And I
had
been using the whatever service the iPhone uses for that basic weather app that's in there.
Yeah.
And my theory is that Silicon Valley / Cupertino / Apple has a thing out for Fresno, and they always
make it look like we're
hotter than we are, because other temperatures will show it lower. And but that the one on the iPhone always is higher, is the highest.
So there's your conspiracy theory.
There it is. I was working on a possible post about that.
I, as a reporter, have been using...
Yeah, give me your professional estimate on this conspiracy.
I have been using the Weather Service in Hanford, National Weather Service in Hanford. They have a lot of information on their website. And their forecasters, I think just normal people can call and talk to their forecasters. Mm-hmm. And they are always super happy, at least to talk to me. So,
you call them and stuff.
But
hey guys, what are you guys doing? It's hot, huh?
Yeah. It's
pretty hot out there.
But they have a lot of information, and they have like really kind of detailed forecasts. And there's a lot. I mean, there's probably more information on the site than you'll be able to use. Yeah. But they have a weather discussion board that you know goes out a couple of days, and so it's really cool. Anyway, that's what I would suggest.
Right. I actually was on that site. Although, because it's hard to find out past temperatures, like even as the next day, it's like automatically hard to find out what happened the day before, and that site's the only one I could find where I could look at past stuff.
Right. Yeah, and you can actually call them, and I think if you were like looking for, you're like, I want to know how hot it was in July of 1980.
Oh, okay.
You could probably find that out, and they would be able to do some of that. So, yeah,
good to know.
All right, now that we've gone, it seems like weather's our thing.
That's how we start. We break the ice.
Yeah.
Break the ice. The other day, I have something to question you on. The other day. I saw Swear Bear driving on Palm, turning off of Palm.
Okay.
And then a few minutes later, I got to Total Wine, and Stephanie Berugian was in there doing some wine tasting. So, like, within a span of 5 minutes, I saw Swear Bear and Berugian.
And possibly the two most famous... Fresnans?
Fresnans overall, female. So do you outside? Obviously, you see B people all the time. You probably see other, sure. You know, TV reporters all the time. But when do you remember the last time you seen a Fresno celebrity out in the wild, the non-media celebrity?
Oh man. Okay, let me think hard about this one. So I think I saw Joaquin Arambula.
Okay.
Out at Full Circle Brewing Company in the tower.
All right.
One night.
What? Really? You know, Joaquin Arambula was at Full Circle
It was the night we were playing our CD release show, or our album, or our show. We had a show there.
Yeah.
And he was there beforehand, just hanging out with someone. I don't know if there was, it was like a meeting thing or what it was, but so, yeah.
Well, that's cool. I don't think I would know if I was sitting next to Joaquin Arambula. I mean, I know him. I know the name. Yeah. I know I've seen him, but I wouldn't have. Yeah. It wouldn't have registered.
I think it's Joaquin.
You're right. You're right. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that.
I don't know. I can't. I mean, part of it is who registers as a celebrity in your.
To me,
like,
it's,
you know, because I saw Mike Oz the other day.
Yeah, he has celebrity
baseball card.
Right.
You know, so
but
I,
you
I,
know
I
him as a professional, like a professional, and you're a friend. So it's like, it's not the same. Right. Even though he's a Fresno celebrity, like, oh, yeah. Same time you see every Friday, you see Kim and Kobe.
I see Kim and Kobe, right, yeah. But out and about, man, I can't think the last time that I saw someone that I was like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and I definitely have not seen the mayor out at something. Or the ex-mayor, you know, at something that you wouldn't, you know, because I've seen her at events where it's like, oh yeah, but you kind of would expect that she could possibly be like, you know, the Pete Buttigieg town hall.
Yeah, you don't see her
things like that. So
yeah, you didn't see her in real life, like out in the normal day to day.
I feel like I don't spend enough time in the areas of town.
That yeah, I live in the same area, so it's not.
You know,
not that crazy for me to see her, but
yeah.
But yeah, I was just curious. I was gonna put that on Twitter here, so I was just gonna. I'm just greasing, seeing what you say.
All right, I'll start taking note, and we'll see for next time.
Yeah, I want a full page notation of who you saw.
Yeah,
and whether you said anything to them or you just quietly watched them. Like I do when I see a TV news person just like at a restaurant or something, then I secretly watch them, seeing like, are they going to be an asshole? Or are they going
to? Well, I remember one day, and this is different and sort of not different. You know, Christopher Gorham, the actor, Beat from Town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
He was at Max's, I think, or someplace like that. And I saw him and I was like, oh, my God, that's blah, blah, blah. And it was one of those weird experiences like that where I was like, oh, my God, this is this guy. And he's totally – and the – you know, I was – anyway.
It was so probably at the time where everything was happening for him and stuff.
Right. Yeah. But, no, I can't think of the last time that's happened to me. So
that I like – we had like the number one, you could say on the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one basketball star, the MVP, is dating a Bullard girl, and he's in Fresno once in a while.
Oh yeah,
MVP of the NBA.
That is awesome. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find that out? Was that just on social media somewhere?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, why is he in Fresno? And someone was like, he's dating a Bullard girl. I mean, not at high school, being former Bullard girl.
Right.
Because that's how somebody worded it. He's like, he's dating a Bullard girl. I'm like,
So speaking of Bullard, can we talk about Bullard
for a second? Here we go.
Because you are someone who's, so you went to Bullard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I left, but I did go to Bullard.
You were there for a while.
Yeah. Through junior year.
So I have a lot of, not a lot of, but I have friends who went to Bullard, and I know a lot of people who went to Bullard mm-hmm. and who are in the whole Bullard thing. And as I was in school, I remember Bullard being a certain, there was like a certain something about it that people thought, you know, like yeah. people had a,
yeah.
whatever. It was kind of like the Richie Rich school, you know?
Yeah, certainly in the Fresno Unified anyway.
Right.
I wasn't one of those kids. I never had a car.
Right.
Never a car in the senior lot. I rode my little janky 10-speed to school. Yeah. Just I want to make that clear. Well, I don't want to lose any street cred here.
No. I understand. I understand. But I feel like there are, and this will get someplace, I think, as we continue to talk. But I feel like there's a lot of people who still believe that Bullard is that school
mm-hmm.
that it used to be, even though I don't think it is anymore.
Mm.
You know, does yeah. that make sense?
Oh yeah.
And you would probably, I mean, do you, and like, and I'm saying all of this because when you think about Bullard, I'm sorry, when you think about Fresno Unified and you think about high schools, that's it. I mean, Edison, people know about Edison because of, you know, sports and academics and things.
Yeah, I think, you know, Roosevelt has a great theater reputation.
Sure,
Fresno, I mean, Fresno Edison, High is like, a classic. I mean,
but really, when was the last time you heard like anyone talking about any high school other than
Bullard seems like the noisiest of the Fresno right. Unified this schools. It is definitely the noisiest.
And I causing the most other day, commotion. Like I was, we were talking, and this all gets back actually to Terry Paddock, who is a trustee,
yeah,
and has found himself in all sorts of hot water recently. And most of that,
he is. I was thinking about it today. He is the Grandpa Simpson of the Bullard region. He's Bullard region's so Grandpa really, Simpson. Damn kids.
Drove by Bullard today, and I there were people out there calling for his resignation yeah. or a recall or something. They were out there with signs. Anyway, but so I was talking about this the other day at work, and like someone mentioned, I don't know, McLean or something, and I was like, oh yeah, there is a McLean, and it's funny because like McLean, Hoover, somewhat Sunset.
I think they're
like,
getting a new pool complex, McLean.
Just oh really?
FYI.
Yeah. You don't hear about those. You maybe don't think, and obviously this is all different if you have kids or whatever, mm-hmm. or you know, if you're in the thing. But yeah. I don't know. I think this whole Terry Slattic thing. A lot of people are talking about it, and it does not make Fresno Unified has had a past history of being kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before
and
we had Ashton causing all kinds of problems, and then now Slattic's right. noisy
this
one, and they're both
not,
Bullard guys, and it's just making us Bullard guys, other Bullard people look bad.
Well, and remember when, not too recently, right? Like Bullard tried to pull out of the
There was a group that tried to form their own school district and be like, we don't want to be in the Fresno Unified anymore, but that was right. knocked down quickly. I am not one. I want to be in the Fresno Unified and want to keep building it up. And, I think Clovis West should have always been a Fresno Unified school, but whatever.
Right. And so you have a child who will be going
yep,
to
I have a, I have a
Fresno,
daughter
in Fresno Unified now.
In the Bullard track.
And she's in the Bullard track, so she'll be going to Bullard High.
Yeah. We'll see.
How
if we're
would
still
you
here.
Feel as a parent? Let's see. As a parent, let's say your child was in at Bullard High right now.
Yeah.
How would you feel about this Terry Slattic character and everything that's going on there?
I wouldn't want him around. That's for sure. I wouldn't want him just having full access to campuses.
Roaming, yeah.
And just thinking he can just walk around on campus because, like, I'm blah, 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 so I can walk around. You know I am. I'm Slattic. Like, I
what's
definitely
weird is,
I don't want this guy walking around unfettered. Like, if he comes on campus, he better go to the office. he better like get somebody escorting him around, because he
right.
he's obviously shown he cannot be trusted to walk around by himself. Because
right. Well, so yeah. what's so weird? What is so weird about this? It's so like if you just take it on its like face, like what he's saying, it actually sounds like, oh man, this guy is being a good public servant, which is like he is.
I think he probably thinks that in his head.
Transparent.
Yeah.
So yeah. So he's like, you know, and the only way to do that is to show up and like be on campus and really mm-hmm. get a feel for what's happening. Okay, that's fine. But I always use the litmus test of like me. Okay. So, or like a normal person. So if, you know, me as a reporter with the Fresno Bee, if I'm on campus doing whatever it is that I'm on campus, and look, anyone can go on campus, right? Like it's not a,
it's
a public space.
Hopefully eventually somebody's going to, while school's in session, somebody's going to come up to you and say, what's going on? Right.
But I mean, but you are, I believe, legally, I mean, it is a public space, so I can go onto campus.
Okay, like, yeah, I understand.
But let's say I was doing my work, and I acted in the way that he acted toward
someone. Oh, yeah, you'd be in some
right.
S Creek.
It would be crazy. So, I just don't understand. I mean, to me, it at the very least, it seems like it's a misunderstanding of his power, if not a misuse of it, you right. know? Mm-hmm. So like, I may not go as far as to say he's misusing his role as the, but he definitely doesn't understand, what the role gives him, you know?
yeah.
And the fact that, you know, the district is having to put out, you know, two or three different reports now talking about it is just kind of crazy. But, anyway, that's my, politics, local politics talk for this episode, because local right. politics is important, and that's this right. is why it's important. So.
Mm-hmm. Should Caltrans be picking up the freeways trash?
Should
Caltrans? You haven't seen that? That's been going on this past.
Trash.
I haven't gotten into it because I don't know, but the Northeast guy, yeah. Mr. Bradfield's been ranting and raving like, man, got him and. So it's like, who's responsible for all the trash around the freeways?
Freeway trash.
Yeah. Is it Caltrans exclusively, or is it Fresno, both?
I would think Caltrans.
I would think there's a both. Right? I would think it would be both, but I don't know. It's mostly Fresnans throwing trash around,
right, that is true.
And then Caltrans like, well, guys, come on.
So it's
we can't clean up everything.
Caltrans not wanting to do it.
I was hoping you might have read more into it. I'm just seeing random tweets
I have been seeing rabble rousing trash and stuff, and obviously the mayor has this whole thing about beautifying the city by picking up your trash.
Yeah,
which
we should.
You know, I did that for a while when I was living downtown. And I would just most nights I would go out and take a walk, and as I was doing it, I had a bag and I picked up trash. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, it is a really good way to begin to see how crazy trash your neighborhood is.
Oh yeah, like yeah,
because a lot of times
there's definitely a rabbit hole.
You kind of just don't pay attention to it, but when you start paying attention to it, holy
oh yep,
wow
yep, you're just like oh my god.
So. If you ever want to just, you know, have that experience, go try it sometime.
Yeah.
Just take a, you know, go out for a walk, take a trash bag and pick up some stuff and see, mm-hmm. see what you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know any, I don't know
all
enough
right.
about that.
Caltrans. We're going to move on.
We'll talk about it. All right. You have the list.
Okay. So right. Well, before we get off at politics, this trend of, well, two trends of because we're having a special election for council, this council seat number two.
Council seat, okay. Yep.
And
that's Brandow?
Yeah, the Brandow seat. Okay. Forever known. Brandow seat.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's in August because I've been seeing these signs in my, because I live in the District 2. Or I'm in a county island, but I'm
you're
in District
county,
2.
But if you, close.
And so they're freaking everywhere, the Kasabai, Kabai, mm-hmm. Kabarari, These giant signs everywhere. Obviously, he has the most money because all I see is his signs. and they've been, it seems like they've been up forever. And Becky was researching it, and I think it's you're allowed 3 months before the election, up to three months before you can put a sign out.
And
for one, we need to knock that, if that's true, we need to knock that down to a month, maybe.
Yeah.
One. And two, this latest trend of the past couple of years, the giant signs now, they're giant. They're not just the little yard signs. It's just, I'm looking at the Carbasi signs are just giant everywhere. And there's one on Fruit that's just giant. There's one on Bullard and Forkner. It's just giant. And Bullard and West, and I'm just Carbasi, giant Carbasi signs ever. So, like, why can't they be regulated? We don't need them that huge, for one, and we don't need them more than a month ahead of the election. And nobody should even, who would even oppose that? Like, even somebody running really shouldn't want to be able to put signs out 3 months ahead of the election or whatever.
I wonder how, I mean, so obviously somebody thinks that those signs work.
I'm sure it does.
To me, it seems weird, though, because I personally think it would backfire in that. If I see a bunch of fucking signs from someone,
it's backfiring for Carbasi for me.
I'm not going to vote for that dude, because I'm like, dude, I wouldn't if I could. You know, you should be choosy in how you put up signs, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like spam, you know. If you're spamming, if you're using visual spam on me,
if I got a blog and I got a bunch of banners going around, and I'm just gonna not see them anymore.
Yeah, I'm not gonna wanna vote for you. But at the same time, you know, I am sure that there are a lot of people who just see these signs, and on the day of the thing, they're like, "Oh, what's that dude who's on all the signs?"
Yeah,
and they just vote for him. Mm-hmm. Or I assume, that's what
I think. That's it probably works. But
interesting.
Not on me, bro.
I do think I don't like it. I think it looks gross.
And I don't understand, because there's there's one where the Dutch Brothers is on Bullard and West. The property, either the property owner or the property manager of that shopping center had to approve it, I assume.
That is correct. I believe so.
Unless they're paying that property manager, what good is that for me if I own that shopping center to let that person have a giant sign leasers are paying money, and then I let some council yahoo put a giant sign in front of everything?
So I guess if you agree with that person, you know, if you really want them to win, then I suppose that's a good way. But I don't know. Maybe they are paying them. I mean, maybe that is a thing. I don't know. That would be something to maybe research, because, you know, it seems like that would be kind of an awesome thing if I own if I'm a property owner, to be like, yeah, if you want to put a sign up here, that's fine. It's $200.
Right.
And then, you know, if the next guy comes over and he's like, oh,
I can pay you $500.
Right. Interesting.
I'm asking for some sign reform. Sign reform. Let's get it going.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a great one. I'm surprised we haven't heard about it before. I know, you know, there's always a lot of stink about signs after
people are slow
the elections.
Slow to pick them up
or whatever. And there's been some, you know, I remember Nunes and Jansen, Jans had a thing where they were maybe both kind of saying that the other was stealing signs.
There's been a couple different ones.
Or, you know, that kind of thing happens. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Let's clean it up. We'll get Craig Charton on this. He probably knows all that.
Yeah.
Craig, I know you're listening. Tweet at one of us after you listen to this and tell us, like, this is what's up with the sign regulation.
I also feel like Kyle.
Kyle probably knows.
A guy who would be into not wanting the neighborhoods to look terrible with these horrendous signs.
Right.
Becky researched it. Did she find, is there a, are there specific limitations as to size and stuff?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
And where they can be.
She might have seen
Because I think there probably is some limit to like how big they can be, and you know, because then it's like, well, why don't I just buy a billboard?
Yeah, right. Well, I would think you probably can buy a billboard. I mean, you know, one it's existing. One,
yeah.
I mean,
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. That's something I'd have to look up.
Because you know, this is just for a freaking special election in August. Just imagine what's going to be like here in another month when all the November stuff starts popping up. I don't know what there is this November, but. I have two taco related things to throw at you. We're going to have the Taco Chuck Throwdown.
It's happening
next month. It's happening
in August. Yes,
and we got the lineup. There's a music lineup change, right?
There is a music lineup change. Warren G is out, and instead we are getting the Goody Mob with CeeLo.
Is that better or worse?
So, what's that?
Is that better or worse, you think? Same?
Well, I think it's probably the same. I mean, I think there's a lot of people here who are totally want to see Warren G, and he has that whole thing. But I think the people who would really be into Warren G will also be into the Goody Mob, and you know, it's the same kind of old school classic hip hop thing. And then, you know, you're probably going to get a group of people who will come in and want to see – just to see CeeLo, even though, like, it's not going to be – you know, he's not going to play Fuck You or whatever the hits are. Yeah. Probably not, because this is, like, the stuff he did before all that. But, you know, you will get some name recognition off of that, of people coming in like, oh, I want to see CeeLo because he was on The Voice or whatever, you know, so – I think it's about the same, in terms of all of that. I'm not a huge Warren G fan. And I think the rest of the lineup is big enough anyway. I mean, I think the Cumbia Kings and Too Short are a great get anyway. So, it will do well regardless. And then, you know, the way that like food events are happening around town now, they're just so popular and doing so well that I think the Throwdown will work with or without.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the music is kind of secondary.
Yeah, you wouldn't even need, I mean, I don't even know why they even need, I mean, obviously it works and why they do it, but like they just need just regular ass local bands in the background. To me, but
I mean, I kind of feel like they could get away. You know, I think it's cool that they are getting these bands to come in, and that's really cool. And at the end of the night, it's kind of like a nice thing. But I think you're 100% right. I mean, I think that they could get away with just not doing that at all, and that being fine. So
right, just having bands just placed throughout, just as atmosphere.
Yeah, I think I know where your second taco related thing is going.
How about you do?
But here we go. Ahead.
Big question, Josh. Really serious. Let's dig in. Let's get my heels dug in here.
Yeah.
Lettuce or cabbage on your taco? Is that you? That's good or bad? You like it or don't like it?
Okay, lettuce or cabbage? Okay, because look, to me.
All right. Well, first, let's tackle this. Lettuce.
No.
All right. No.
Unless you're, it's Taco Bell. I mean, you know.
Taco Bell's easiest one to say no lettuce to. I've been saying Taco Bell, as far as getting lettuce off your taco, is the easiest. I've been saying no lettuce at Taco Bell for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I say, no lettuce. If I'm at all making tacos, I'm not going to put lettuce. I think it's dumb. Now, cabbage, on the other hand, can work on certain types of of tacos. If you know, I get a taco and it comes with cabbage, I won't put it on there myself personally. Like if they have it in the thing, you know,
a lot of times
it's how
If you can make it yourself, you're not going to put cabbage
on
there.
Because a lot of places, you get the tacos. It's mm-hmm. just the meat and the tortilla.
Yeah.
You put on all the whatever you
that's
want.
That's how they do it at Zach's Brewing. There's a guy that's always there. I love it.
Yeah, no, you know what? I will probably put some cabbage sometimes because it adds a nice little crunch to it. I think cabbage works. Lettuce definitely does not.
All right. Good news.
There you go.
What's your take? None. No cabbage. None. No lettuce. Get it out of there. But I don't want. No onions.
Cilantro.
No. None of those. Oh,
see, so you're just meat and tortilla.
Meat, tortilla, and the lemon and lime.
Whatever kind of hot sauce.
Salsa. Yes.
Okay.
Whatever salsa that taco truck does, I'm down with.
So salsa,
verde, not verde, all of them. I'm down with all salsas, but
you're down with the salsas, but that's it. You're not.
Yeah, salsa, meat, tortilla, and then a lemon or lime. That to me is perfect.
I think you have to do personally. I think you have to do onions. I think you have to do cilantro. The rest of it's kind of. Per your choice. I can see if you didn't want to do cabbage, but I think it's okay. So there you go.
All right. Well, not everybody's. I'm usually a lone wolf on things, so I get you.
Do you think this is a controversial thing for people?
Probably not. Me. Other people are like,
maybe the lettuce part. I think is definitely something that like. You know, because
I can get some people behind lettuce, that.
A lot of people. I was at a party. They had it was like a taco party. make your own taco. It was like make your own taco thing, right? Like, yes. And there was. I do believe there was some lettuce and also some cabbage out on the table. So it is something people.
I see. You're gonna have to put it out there. Not me though.
I wonder if culturally also, like, you know, because there's definitely white people tacos.
Right.
And that's a whole thing, whether hard shell, soft shell, how you make the tortillas, whatever.
Yeah, I love on the Food Network when there's some, like, whatever that Midwestern cook lady or something. I'm going to show you how to make tacos. And you're just like, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah. So I believe there's probably places where they just, of course you put lettuce on a taco. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so it just takes, like, I don't want to taste, I'm buying it for the meat or, you know, whatever. Right. If you're a vegetarian, you're buying it for, you know, whatever for you're putting in there.
Yeah.
And I'm not buying it for lettuce. So when I'm crunching down on the taco and that lettuce comes through or the cabbage comes through, I'm like, no, I want to taste the meat.
All right,
I'm not eating this for lettuce. I'm not eating this for cabbage. I'm eating this for the meat.
I can agree with the lettuce, but I feel like the cabbage does add texture.
Cabbage is better than lettuce. I give it that because, it's crunchier.
Okay.
It holds up better. So, it is silly. To me, it's silly. Like, once you know there's cabbage out there, why would you still be using lettuce?
Right. That is 100% true. Yes,
like, to me, it feels like if you're having lettuce on, if you're purposely putting lettuce on your taco, I feel like you haven't tried cabbage yet.
Right. Okay. But you shouldn't eat dry either. All right. Fair enough. I will agree with that. But I would also like to hear from, listeners.
Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't get railed harder on Twitter, actually, putting that out there. So there's a blog post on the Fresno if you care to read it.
I saw that today.
Let's, I think it's time for Band of the Episode.
Band of the Episode. All right.
I feel like we should go on a ship in the clouds.
Yes. Band of the Episode. And this is a cloud ship. They have some stuff happening right about now. Let's play the song and then we can come back and we'll talk a little bit about what they have coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jailbreak.
Jailbreak.
So it's not that Jailbreak.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
As you hopefully could tell. And it's also not the tonight there's gonna be a Jailbreak. I always get confused. There's so many Jailbreaks.
Somewhere in like, this town.
I guess there's only two. There's
like somewhere in this town. Like, where this town has multiple jails. And this guy is singing the song like, somewhere. Hey, everyone, somewhere in this town, there's going to be a jailbreak. Not saying where.
In one of the 17 somewhere. Jails in this town.
It's going to be trouble.
We tell a lot about a person if you go like, Jailbreak, and depending on which song they start singing, you can tell someone about. But what's funny is, I am in an AC/DC cover band. Most of the time, if you said Jailbreak, I would start singing the Thin Lizzy Jailbreak.
Oh, Thin Lizzy?
Yeah, that's Thin Lizzy, man. Tonight they're gonna be a jailbreak.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah. That's weird. That's weird for you to do. Then.
Yes, no, definitely. Cloudship, the duo, local duo here in town, is they have a new EP that's coming out on the 16th of August, and then they're going out on a U.S. tour. So they're going to be out for 40 freaking days.
Whoa.
40 days, and that's right at the end of
April. Kiss their families goodbye. Kiss their jobs goodbye.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And be out
but
there.
But, you know, they've kind of been doing that for a while, where they'll go out for – you know, either weekends or like a couple, you know, because it's just it's a duo.
Easier to travel that way.
You know, it's kind of easy, you know, to go and do that stuff. So, but they're going to be gone and that'll be a big deal for them. Before they leave though, they are playing on the 10th of August for the Mariposa Music Series.
Okay.
And that's that thing that New Rock is doing out there on Mariposa Plaza. And then, they are also doing an album release party at Goldstein's on the next weekend, the 17th of August. So you should see them at some point. I think, you know, seeing them at Goldstein's would be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
In terms of like a good show. So
definitely one of those little tiny spots that you can just stand right in front of the singer and just stare him down as he's playing.
It'll probably be packed and it'll be a lot of fun. You know, they're definitely a band that like I think a lot of people probably know about them, but I think they also kind of fly under the radar in terms of what they're actually doing and just how much they're working. You know, all the time, you know, they're always traveling, they're always playing and doing this stuff. So, get out there, see Cloudship or find their, social medias, follow them, buy their albums, all that good stuff. So
they're going to a town. What I like to do is, cause I have a brother-in-law, sister-in-law in Portland my father-in-law is there now. And, you know, I like to see Fresno bands that are going through in Portland. I'll be like, oh, hey, this Fresno band's playing in Portland. Go see him. And I'll be like, yeah, sure. Nah, I'm pretty sure he's never gone to see anybody. at least I'm out there telling him. So it's like, it's cool to look at a Fresno band when they're touring and like look at the town they're going through. And then you know somebody in that town
and
say,
hey,
there's a Fresno band coming through, man. Go out there.
Right. Because people do that all the time with me. Like, oh. Mm-hmm. My friends from San Diego are coming through or whatever it is, you know, coming through Fresno.
Right,
so why
right.
shouldn't we do it the other way around?
There you go.
100%. 100%.
Did you ever in your music days play Porky's?
Oh, Porky's. No.
Never played Porky's. Did you hang out in Porky's at all? Did you ever go to Porky's?
You know what? I truthfully, for all of how awesome Porky's is, and everyone talks about it, Ladderbusters, and you know, like Trey Tosh was like got his start there. And
oh, Porky's, really? Okay.
Like, you know, I believe so. Yeah, I believe like all these people.
Yeah, that makes
just
sense.
Like this huge thing. I never once went there.
Wow.
And then you know it closed, but that place is insane. Like you know, there was so much that they did for so long. You know, they had a weekly like blues jam there for, you know, like a year, like a long time before the place finally closed. And, you know, yeah, they just like I know that there were like so many bands that sort of like cut their teeth there, it feels mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
And everyone would always talk about it, but yeah, I never, I think I just wasn't either wasn't in that scene or just wasn't around at that time.
I just remember.
And of course you,
yeah,
you were mentioning this because the building that was Porky's. What is that? What was that? Yeah. Barstow
and Fresno. No. First.
Recently got torn down after years and years of being.
Next to the now is the triangle, the Northeast Fresno Triangle.
Drive-in. Yes, there you go. Yeah. So they finally tore down that building.
Yeah. I just always remember it as Corona Buckets and Bladder Buster.
Yeah. Bladder Buster. That's the thing that I
first time I ever had buckets of Corona and played in a Bladder Buster game.
And how'd you do?
I was never the first one to go to the bathroom. Somebody always
get real mad? Would people get real mad?
People would express their disappointment to the first person.
They would definitely, right.
Yeah, okay. Nobody,
they would definitely be like,
I mean, I didn't go to, loser. Yeah, I didn't go to a lot of them, but there was definitely like the kind of like hazing you get from sports rival kind of hazing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. And that kind of thing.
And you would get buckets of Corona, man. This was obviously craft beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way before that. Right. And like, so like a 22-year-old person like me I didn't start drinking till I was 20, 21. Right, so right, I right. wasn't like one of those high school guys that had been drinking for 4 years already. So all these drinking things were new to me. So it was like, whoa, my God, you can just order up a bucket of Coronas. Woo! Right, right. This is big time, bro.
Right, right.
Now I'm an adult.
Yeah, buckets of Corona, and where they were cheap, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And especially during the Bladder Buster. What was the Bladder Buster thing? So it was like,
There was like
if
cheap.
No one limited like between this hour and this hour, if no one goes to the right. bathroom, it's
yeah. Once they like start the clock, then it's just cheap ass beer until somebody has to go to the bathroom. Man. We should start a flowing with famous Bladder Buster night somewhere.
Oh God, that would be awesome. We should at least do it once.
Yeah.
But if we did it once, yeah. It would just be
Bladder
just be awesome.
Bladder Buster at Zach's Brewing or something.
Right? Yeah.
Everyone's no, this isn't awesome. What you do at breweries. No, we're doing it, bro. Bladder Buster.
We're doing it.
Don't you go in that bathroom.
Cheap drinks.
Hey, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it for me, bro. These are dollar IPAs right now.
Oh my God! If you did dollar IPAs, I feel like people would die. I feel like that
possible.
Would just be,
yeah, you'd have to. You'd have to
so
be that
many terrible stories.
You'd have to put your keys in a bowl like the 70s.
Right. Yes, thing. Actually, that probably is 100%. Just line up the. Line up the Ubers.
If you want to play Bladder Buster, you have to empty your pockets of all keys.
Right.
And let's
go. Totally. Oh man. Anyway, so that building is now out of here, gone.
It's gone. But are they doing something with it, or do you know
what?
Are they doing something with that spot, or
I don't. You know what? I don't know. Probably. Maybe they're just parking lot. Just. More parking lot. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't.
I wonder if maybe if it was just like an insurance thing where just like the insurance company's like, we're not going to insure that thing burns down. So
I mean,
possibly just like,
because there hasn't been anything in it for years and years and years and years and years. You know,
I know somebody that lived directly behind it too. I haven't talked to them lately, so I want to see if maybe they knew something.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It could be that someone wanted to build something or, you know, wanted. They want to build something there and the space maybe didn't work. I don't know. It was kind of a weird big.
Right there, but a classic, someplace I bet you've been in, that Patrick's Music right there. It's been there forever. One of the longest running music stores in Fresno.
A long time. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's still the Patrick guy is still there, too.
Yeah. Very interesting. If I've been in there, it's only been a couple times, and it's been a long time going. Speaking of old restaurant spots getting new life or getting different life, the World Sports Cafe spot is finally completely full.
Took
so
forever.
Now they have it's 5 years or something?
Yeah, that's empty? Crazy, man.
And they finally like split it open, split it. You know, they split it in half or whatever. One side's a J-Pot restaurant, and the other is someplace called the Hangar. It's like it's a themed restaurant.
Looks all right.
Airplane themed. I truthfully, I don't. I'm not sure I'll ever go there. You know, like I mean, really, realistically,
I'll go once.
So I don't think I ever went to World Sports Cafe, like other than I might have went there for work or something. But I don't think I ever ate there.
Oh wow!
I don't think I ever hang out there.
I used to go semi regularly hang out at the bar. And I remember when that opened, it was a big deal because it was Tim McDonald. You know, NFL pro, and it was our biggest sports bar to date. And although there was a older Fresno's, I remember there's a place called the Scoreboard on Shaw by Fresno State.
Okay.
Is it where the Spaghetti Factory was or somewhere?
I think it's the one down.
No, it's further down. You're right.
I don't know. It was Swigs maybe for a while.
Yeah, I think it was that place. Yeah, it was.
I don't know what it is now.
But yeah, but it was that Scoreboard was actually the coolest thing we had seen in Fresno. But that had closed. So the World Sports was the greatest sports bar we had.
Is it just now that like those places don't really seem all that cool because every place has screens and stuff now?
Yeah.
Or is it because like we have like, you know, Dave and Buster?
Right.
Or whatever?
I think it's a combination of that. Like everybody has cool screens at their house, or not everybody, but a lot of people do.
Well, and
every restaurant has, you know, 15 screen. You know, it used to be that was the big deal. Sports are like, we're going to put 15 screens of sports, and people are like, what? That's insane. 15 sports. Every freaking restaurant has that. So it's
what's the best? I mean, for you, like, I don't really watch or care about sports, but if I did, where's the place to go?
I don't know. That's a good question because I don't do that anymore to go watch sports. Yeah. Like, now it's like niche. Like, all the soccer people go to Pine and Palm or they go to Tioga.
Oh, right.
And, like, it's themed. Like, I know, like, Ram fans. They go to Yosemite Falls Cafe Blackstone and Shaw. They take up the whole bar. It's all Ram fans and the Sundays.
No, I think you're 100%.
So it's like, I feel like it's all niche now, all the sports watching.
Interesting. Well, I do know like Club One is like pretty awesome because they have like some giant screens and they have like weird stuff.
Right. That's a solid place. I mean, I used to back in the day, it was Silver Dollar Hofbauer for me. Like, go get a booth at Silver Dollar and you know, they had the food you could just walk up to and constant beer. To me, that was the best for watching sports, but that's now it's lingerie.
airplane themed restaurant there, which probably makes more sense. For that area.
It looked cool. I haven't been in yet. It looked cool on the Instagram, I guess. But we'll see.
I don't know. What else? Anything else is happening? So there's another, I would like to just mention this. There's a new podcast out. Because we're podcasters. We should talk about podcasts.
Sure.
Sam Hansen from the Fresno Grizzlies, their marketing director, and one-time owner of FTK, which was like a urban clothing store.
Yeah, Sean is Blackson.
Yeah, yep. And they had one down in Visalia as well. He is starting a podcast called Clothes Minded, as in like clothing, with the guy who runs Root with his wife, Kirk.
Oh, okay.
And so they are doing a clothing fashion podcast. I don't know much about it. I know they're going to have their first episode up at the beginning of August. And, it should be cool, man. Like, it will be interesting to see, because, you know, if you follow Sam at all, he definitely has a lot to say about fashion mm-hmm. and about, you know, because he's like a sneakerhead. You know, he right. has a ridiculous collection of shoes, and then also like polo. Like, he has a ridiculous amount of crazy, like, Ralph Lauren stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he's definitely into fashion. And, of course, like, he had the store for a long time. And then he really kind of, like, turned the Grizzlies around in terms of, like, their marketing. Yeah. And made them, like, you know, the hats were the thing, the shirts were the thing, and really, like, doing all that. So I think he'll have a lot to say, and then teaming him up, it seems like kind of an odd pair to team him up with the guy for Root. But, you know, thinking about it, it kind of makes sense because they're kind of – he's coming at it from a different angle. But, you know, with the T-shirts that they do there and the whole thing, I don't know. I think it's going to be really cool. I'm excited to hear what they're going to say. And, I mean, anytime, obviously, there's new podcasts, I think it's cool. So. There it is, my
there
podcast.
There it is. What's it called again?
I think it's called Clothes Minded. So like CLOTHES, Clothes Minded.
Punny.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that.
All right.
Well, is it time to?
Wait. Okay. Where were you during the earthquake?
Oh, the earthquake.
Quakes.
Which
it was a while ago now, but
so the first one, I think I was probably in my car. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it either way. So, you know, if I was in my car, I didn't feel it. If I wasn't, I didn't know. And then later everyone's like, "Oh, earthquake." And I was like, "Whatever."
Whatever.
The second one around, I was hanging out with my friend Shannon and her husband Todd in their house. And that one was crazy. I definitely felt it. Things were, you know, shaking. You know, the bookshelf, they have bookshelves that were shaking. The light overhead was moving. Mm-hmm. And I could feel it for a long time. It was like one of those where, you know.
A little bit of a roll.
What did it last? 10 seconds?
Probably, yeah.
But it definitely felt like, oh, man. Like, I remember thinking, like, how long does this go on before, we get to it?
When they're the long ones, there's, like, a certain time, like, it must be about 10 seconds where, like, it shifts from, like, first you're like, oh, this is interesting.
Right.
And then,
right.
like, and then like, at about oh, the 10-second no, mark, yeah, about the 10-second mark, you're like, whoa, wait, well, like, this is getting serious now, right? Like, right, should we right, get yeah. out of the house now?
Right. Do I get out of the house? Do I run to the, you know, jump in the bathtub? Like, what's my, you yes. know, like, no.
I want to see that. Like, Josh jumping know. In the bathtub. I'm jumping in the bathtub. Like, okay, Josh. I'm doing it.
Is that, I don't know. Is that what you do?
No.
I don't know what you do.
No, everyone says the door frames, which I guess if you happen to be right there, sure. But best. To me, the best is you get under, not underneath, but like right next to something big, like your couch. Like if you have a big couch,
get right
next to it, but below that. So then anything that's going to fall, it's going to hit the couch. And then you're going to have this nice little cocoon right in there. And you'll be like, you'll be able to chill in there until somebody comes and gets you.
My couch is kind of low, but still.
Or like a bed, even like just get next to the bed. Don't be on the bed. Get next to it.
Right.
Like lay so hard against it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That makes sense. And that's probably why they want you to get into the bathtub.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because like something's gonna fall like across the tub, maybe.
Right.
And you'll have like this little cocoon.
And also, I think back in the day, bathtubs were better. they weren't plastic, you know, like a lot of people now have like these weird, like plastic, like my tub in here. I'd probably die if I got in that thing. Good to know.
I did, but where, I did the ultimate, so did like,
you,
I,
you
it was the old,
both of them, right?
Oh yeah. I was, both of them were,
you were,
I was
filming
at home.
It in the backyard. I didn't react to my,
yeah, right afterwards I did, but like as it was happening, I did not. I don't feel like I'm good enough media person. I didn't immediately grab my phone and start recording. But I do know that my the most important thing in the world to my daughter is, and that is her phone, because she had never been in an earthquake, and the first thing she did was like immediately run to where her phone was charging, and not to like tape it, not to tape anything, just to be like, my phone.
Oh God, that's so funny.
I'm like, oh just God, sure, what am like, I like? What do I have? What do I have on my hands now?
Where's my phone? Make sure I get my phone. That's awesome. Oh man. Well, it does make you wonder though, like, okay, am I prepared? You know, I live in a building that's like all brick and stuff, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Stuff gonna
yeah,
start that's, falling off.
Yeah, those are the things that go quick. The red brick, the little red bricks buildings. Yeah, you're done, bro.
That's all me, man. So
you're okay. We don't have any faults here. We're fine. We only feel other people's earthquakes here. We're the safe, safe California city.
All right, so we're safe from we're
I'm
safe.
From knock everything. On wood.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, we're cool.
Fires. I guess fires.
Well, no, yeah, but sorta. not us. Us, just the mountains around us.
Okay, well, air quality.
That yeah, air, that's the bad part. Okay. But this year's been great.
It has knock been better than yes, it has been better. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just did a story where I was looking at the heat and talking about the air quality, and months to months, June kind of into July.
Mark Grosser is like, go ahead.
We had like 10%. More good air days.
Yeah.
And really, like, it's the difference of like 3 to 8 or something like that. You know, like this year we had 8, last year we had 3. So, like, it's very, but it does mean a lot around this time, because usually our air is just horrendous. So,
usually we're, lately we've been, this time of year it's just been, we're just clouded in smoke, fire smoke, and it's, there's terrible.
Yeah, so one of the things, we haven't really had hit into fire season, and once we do, you know, then we're gonna have to
even again, Mark Grossi was having to relent a little bit this week and was like, okay, it's been pretty good, because he's very hardcore, like, everything sucks, the air's terrible, nobody's listening.
I mean, truthfully, it kind of does suck,
though. No, he's right. I mean, he's right, but also, like, you know, like, need a little more positivity, Mark.
Right. Yeah.
But I wonder, like, if there's anything with, like, our technology, or, you know, with the vehicles and all that stuff, is it any – I know there hasn't been much fires, but, like, are we – getting better, like, just because we're doing better with air regulation and stuff?
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know. I think what the explanation that we had gotten from the air forecaster or whatever at the air district was it was all about the weather, you know? So, May.
That's something we've been doing.
We had better weather, you know? The heat wasn't as much. And I guess it's like the whatever it is that causes the heat also traps the ozone.
Right.
If we have these kind of hot, like high heat days, that generally correlates to having bad air. So,
yeah. All right. Well,
I don't really
just
know all that much about
it. I try to be optimistic about the air and be like, we're going to solve it through technology science.
I was driving on the 168. I can't remember exactly what day it was, but it was hot, and I could still see the mountains, which was kind of nice.
Which is rare. So, usually July and August are not months we can see mountains.
The mountains around this time. So,
All right.
All right, now is it time?
I think it is. I think so.
It's time to
plug it up.
I'm going to let you start.
Oh, okay.
With your plugs and or recommendations.
Yes.
If you have something you
want to
recommend.
I recommend thefresnan.com, or I occasionally write a blog post that relates to Fresno in some way or
such
fashion.
Such as tacos.
Such as taco condiments.
Or, taco
condiments. And other things.
Yeah.
So great, I appreciate you reading that, the Fresnan. Follow me, the Fresnan, on the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Instagrams. And also, I have some podcasts going on other than Flowing with Famous.
That's the network that we're
The Dorktown network we're within, and one of them, Dorktown's on a hiatus, but we got Get Off My Podcast.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, podcast. Harrison Ford, man. All day, all along. Harrison Ford.
What's Harrison Ford got going on?
He was just in The Secret Life of Pets 2 as the wise old farm dog. and then in December he has that movie, that Into the Wild movie, or the one, the old book.
Coming up in December.
He just opened up, helped open up the Star Wars land there in Disney.
Oh yes, that was the big
thing. Millennium Falcon. So he's been doing stuff. He's keeping active. They're filming Indiana Jones 5 next year. Okay. Right. And that's what's going on.
How old is that guy?
It was just his birthday, and I believe he turned 73.
Okay. Yeah, that's my dad. He's the same age as my dad. All right.
There you go. He's running around, venturing still.
He could be my dad.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe you're Harrison Ford's kid. He's got a lot of kids. He may have forgotten.
Right. I'm just one of the ones that he never sees a lot. All right.
So there's that. Get Off My Podcast, and then The Perfect Pour. The Perfect Pour. Every week, every Friday, we have a new show with Nick and Matt, and we talk about craft beer stuff, beer geek stuff.
What's the big thing?
Relates to Fresno, too. This is Major League. I mean, if you're not a beer geek at all, this means nothing to you.
Is it Russian River?
Yes. Fresno is now a Russian River town. We are a Russian River town.
Fresno.
Yes, 100%. Okay. And we're actually having, as we are talking now, we got to record the show tomorrow, but we're having the guy that's going to be doing all the Russian River stuff on the show.
Very good. So is it going to be major distribution or just like kind of crappy, I'm going to have to go to my craft beer?
No, it has to be specific places because the Russian River owners, they only want their beer, they want it cold all the time. So you have to prove to them that you know what you're doing with the beer and that you're going to keep it refrigerated the whole time.
Right. Okay.
So they literally come through town and approve the spots that you can put, their distributor can do their beer. So like places like the Market, I believe, will have it. The one I heard it in West. You know, some places that have craft beer that places that know how to handle craft beer will probably have it.
Where's the place? So I assume there are going to be places that are. It's going to be like ridiculous prices because they know at least at first.
Maybe. I don't think they will. I don't think that Russian River's not about that. So like that might piss them off.
It's only going to sell to people that they're going to only distribute to people who are on the on the up and up,
right.
Let's say.
Yeah.
Not that like I just know that like, you know, there are some places where they're like, "Oh, we have this whatever $200 or whatever."
Right.
You know.
They won't be able to do that because there'll be too many places that'll have it.
Okay.
But I think just any, you know, like Goldstein's, I'm sure will have kegs of it. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I don't know 100%.
Okay.
Spokeasy. I'm sure Spokeasy will. And Spokeasy, you actually can. I think at Goldstein's, you can now too. Like buy bottles and
so that'll and leave be with that'll them. Be. I will be happy about that because I have been really. Recently, I just want a normal IPA, nothing. Like I'm tired of all this hazy, juicy.
You're tired of the haze scene, bro. IPA. What about the slushies?
I'm having difficulty. Like finding
you and Nick could hang out.
Some Sierra Nevada or something.
Yeah.
just because I'm just like I just want normal. I want my normalcy back.
Yeah.
So this would be great to have.
Yeah.
So
I think downtown the only place I'm trying to think of a downtown place, and the only place might be Hop PK.
Okay.
They might.
I mean, but the truth about it is, you know, I'll drive. You know. I had a question about it, but now I forgot. We'll just move on. But that
I talked over you like I always do.
Oh, here's my question: is it just? I mean, so are they going to have like a lot of the lineup, or are we just going to see like?
That I'm not sure of. I will definitely ask that tomorrow. But if you're listening to this right now, that show's probably out. So.
Yeah, but, so you can listen to that and find out.
But yeah, I am curious about that too, like how deep into their lineup.
Because obviously you're gonna get the Pliny, and
there's gonna be Pliny, I'm pretty sure Blind Pig, and after that, who knows? Probably a couple of their sours, like Sanctification or something like that.
Right, right. Very good. Well, that is good news, and I'm glad that they're not bypassing us or whatever.
Yeah, finally.
We are important.
I think we're the last major market in California not to have Russian River, so I'm glad.
Oh, really? So they're actually going like all the way down.
Yeah, they had you know, because they opened up a new place, you know, at Windsor.
I have been there.
Yeah. Oh, you've been to the new place. Oh, yeah, I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can make more, and they opened up the Central Coast. That was the last one they opened up, and we were like the Valley is the last place they haven't gone in California, so finally.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Very good.
Yeah. So what have you been doing, Josh? What's going on over there?
Man, I have so much. So I will plug my day job, obviously, always at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. And if you like a lot of the stuff that we talk about, you can find news about it there, usually. So a lot of what we talk about is based off of those stories. So, and then all of my various musical endeavors. So I am in a band called the Strikingly Originals, and we play periodically. We have a couple of new singles that we've released recently. We have another one that will be coming out soon. AC/DC cover band called Big Balls. We should be playing soon. We have a sort of newish project, so it's through It'll Grow Back. So I have a band called It'll Grow Back. As part of that, we put together this project called Dan Ziggy Stardust, which is a Danzig Bowie mashup. So we do David Bowie songs in the style of Danzig. We dress up. There's a whole thing, and so that's been a lot of fun. So hopefully we're going to try to start doing some of that a little more often, I think. But there's definitely that. So you can find all that stuff online. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff. I also have a martial arts podcast called Aikido Discussed, where we talk about specifically Aikido, but a lot of martial arts and self-defense kind of stuff. And you can find that on all of your platforms. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Is there anything else? Am I leaving something out?
I think so, bro.
I probably leave. Yeah.
Joshua Teehee on Twitter.
On Twitter. Yep. So you can follow me there. And, you know, there's some good conversations that happen there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once in a while, we'll get into a little blog war on there with somebody.
Yeah. That is true. A little back and forth. You know, sometimes I'll get a little snippy with people. I try not to, but I can't help myself sometimes. And you know how it is.
Right.
There's just sometimes.
I see a thing, and then I see somebody else getting hammered, and I feel for them. I was like, I want to help out, bro, but also I don't want to get involved. So I'm just going to watch what you're doing.
I'm just going to sit from the outside. See, that never happened. I'm usually like, oh, well, I got to say something now. And then I get in it, and then I'm just like, ugh. Yeah. Now how do I get out of it, you know, like, and at a certain point I'm just like, well, I'm just done, and then I just disappear.
Yep.
And hopefully not have to deal with it anymore, but turn off my notifications. Just be done.
Yeah, I have my Twitter notifications off, man.
Yeah, you have to, otherwise it gets crazy. But all right, I think that's it. We did a good one this
hey,
time, man.
Sure.
I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us.
Yay.
So,
yay us.
For those listening,
tell your friends. Fresno friends about Flowing with Famous. We're out there.
I did
there.
Run into someone.
Well,
short story. I have self-defense seminars that I'm a part of. We do some women's self-defense seminars. A woman came to the seminar, had a great seminar. On the way out, she was like, hey, Josh, just want you to know, I listen to your podcast, Flowing with Famous. Oh, I think you guys do a great job. And blah, blah, blah. I said, wow, that's great. So she recognized either me or the name or whatever enough to know.
Nice. Not even in a keto one, the Flowing with Famous one.
I am shouting, and I'm terrible with names. Otherwise, I should have remembered this woman's name. I did not. I Jessica. Apologize for that. If she's listening right now, she's like, yeah, it was me. But it was really cool. And I'm glad that that she said anything, because said something, because it's nice, you know, for people to go, I actually listen.
Because like, we don't get paid for this, yo.
Right.
So
right.
like when somebody, that's all we have is the, is that for the show. When somebody says that, so it's nice. It's creatively satisfying.
Right. But also there is some work that goes into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
More work on your end than mine, but still. Okay. That's it. I'm going to count us out.
All right, bro.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.